Hey, thank you for listening to my podcast. Now, if you're looking for help scaling your e-commerce business or advertising campaigns on Facebook and other platforms, then I want to invite you for a free strategy session. We help entrepreneurs scale from six figures to seven figures and even to eight figures with their e-commerce businesses. So if that's what you're looking for, then I want to invite you. There should be a link somewhere here so you can apply for a free strategy call and we'll see how we can help you out. The best way to scale your e-commerce brand in 2022 is by using funnels, not regular Shopify pages. And in this video, I'll show you how to increase your average order value, your LTV, your conversion rates, and your profits using funnels. And I'll also give you the specific funnel template you can use in your business starting today and get amazing results. And if you want this funnel template, just comment funnel below so we can send it your way. But before we get started, don't forget to like and subscribe, and let's get rolling. These days, the world of e-commerce is associated with Shopify. They make it very easy for you to set up the store. A lot of people are actually successful with Shopify product pages. But at the same time, that low barrier of entry that Shopify has also has its disadvantages, right? Because the product pages with Shopify, they're not very well optimized for the conversion. They're optimized for like good looking. That's why a lot of entrepreneurs operate on very slow profit margins. That's why a lot of entrepreneurs, you know, they simply cannot afford to scale. And I'll show you how we've been able for the last few years, we've been using funnels in our business to consistently scale, to consistently revive unprofitable products, make them profitable, and also to run exactly the same products that are competitive and saturated for most people for years and generate tens of millions of dollars in revenue. So that's exactly what I want to show you in this video how to do. The problem with Shopify is the temperature of traffic. Right? So for example, if you look at Gymshark, their product pages are very simple, product details and stuff like that. But what they do on the back end, if you start investigating, like all of these successful brands, they have very good influencer marketing strategies. So their traffic temperature is actually very hot. So think about it. If someone recommends the product to you and you go and buy it, right? That's one thing. But if you see the ad on Facebook and then that goes to the product page, you're like, I don't trust this brand. I don't trust this company, right? So that's what a lot of companies do. They try that cold traffic straight to the product pages and it doesn't work. Or profit margins are very low. You pay too much for the acquisition. Your cost per purchase is too high and you're operating on a very small profit margins. Whereas with funnels, you can educate your consumers a lot more. So when they actually see the price of the product, when they actually see the breakdown of the product, they're more pre-sold on it. There's specific structure for the funnel that if you start using it today, and that's like literally one hack that, you know, can take your conversion rate for like 1% to like 2-3%, that is called bridge page. So if you're landing them on the regular product page, you're shooting yourself in the foot because you have not educated enough about the product. Now you're expecting that person to make a buying decision just based on the ad information. If you're selling exactly the same product as everyone else, or you have like 4, 5, 10, 20 competitors selling exactly the same product, which is exactly, you know, the situation with most people, then you have to pre-sell. You have to use pre-sell pages, and we call those bridge pages. So the bridge page is something that goes between your regular product page on Shopify or somewhere where you explain all of the benefits of the product so that you can educate your consumer more about it. So this is one of the examples of the bridge pages here. So you can see 5 reasons why thousands of coffee drinkers are switching to Javi. Now, every store, every restaurant selling coffee, it's a very, very competitive product. So how do you carve yourself a niche? How do you fight for that, you know, spot, and how do you actually make it profitable? So these guys here from Javi, they created this pre-sale page. And this is actually where they're driving the traffic from. They're not driving straight to the product page, they're driving here. 5 reasons why thousands of coffee drinkers are switching to Javi. So if they were like drive people here, just to this product page, fastest, easiest, most convenient coffee. I mean, everyone says that. Everyone says their coffee is the best. Like, I mean, there is nothing new to it. But before people even land on that page, they're pre-selling and they have these like major like objections handled here. So caffeine stack, for example, that's one of the reasons why people would buy it, because it has more caffeine than, you know, regular coffee. So pure coffee, kind of like explanation where the coffee is like roasted and made. Thousands of raving fans. So now it's like, it says like it goes absolutely viral. So now people, in general, they like making decisions, and if they don't know the right answer, they choose what other people choose. So if you see like three restaurants in a row and like one of them is like fully packed and two of them are empty, now probably you would see that one that is packed is good. This is why like you need to use the social proofs. That's why you need to utilize like influencers. That's why you need to utilize every possible way of convincing people that what you do is popular. Then number four, scared to try something new. 100% money back guarantee. No questions asked. So they just remove that obstacle, right? You don't like it? Fuck it. You know, we'll give you money back. And then here, just best bang for your buck. Right, so if you kind of like calculate, if you're like conscious counting your money, like then
okay, so one coffee in Starbucks costs like $5, and then this coffee costs like $20, and you can make every cup, so that comes down to like 60 cents per cup.
So if you're that type of person, that will appeal to you. So you can see here, they're handling pretty much five major objections before you even see the product, before you can even add product to the cart, before you can even buy it. So that's the purpose of the bridge page, to give you that inception that this product is something you need to buy. So you can see here some of the more like social proof here from TikTok and stuff like that. More testimonials, more social proof, like making it like really cool, right? Not just like about the product itself, but about the experience. You can see facial impressions and being cool. People want what's trendy. People want what's cool right now. So get exclusive discount. You can see here, join number one coffee tribe. You click here. Now it goes like the regular product page. It's pretty visual, pretty interesting, but I mean, nothing special really. A lot of the frequently asked questions, very nice design. But at the end of the day, this page here, the bridge page, is what makes a difference. Hey guys, people have been asking me how we scale to multiple six figures or even seven figures per month without getting shut down on Facebook. And we have a very sophisticated solution for this that I want to share with you, but it's just like too valuable to give away for free. So if you guys want this solution, just book a call with one of my team members and we'll show you exactly what it is and how it works, and we'll see if that's a good fit for you and for your business. So just book a call with my team member. We'll share it with you so you can scale your business to multiple six figures or even seven figures per month without getting shut down on Facebook, without having inconsistency and with high profitability. So just book a call with my team and I'll see you there. So another one here you can see. So this incredible device uses intense vibration to alleviate muscle pain. Core pulse, boom, 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 reaches deep into your muscles. So you can see here the science behind muscle pain. If you ever experience stiffness or soreness in your muscles, why the muscle pain exists in the first place, then core pulse relieves pains and tension held within your muscles. You can see visual elements here, pretty cool. Creates like a kind of like unique angle here. So healing power of localized vibration therapy. With every solution, so whether it's with coffee, right? So you can see this one here is like 30x coffee concentrate. This is also another thing that you can start using today. It's called Big Idea. The unique idea here is the healing power of localized vibration therapy is what makes it successful. Because if they would say, oh, this isn't just another one of those like things you have in your gym, then it wouldn't work, right? You have to create your own market. So here, these guys call it 30x coffee concentrate. Right, so they call it microdose. So they don't call it cold brew. They don't call it like black brew. They call it 30x coffee concentrate called microdose. So this is what you have to think about when you're creating your bridge pages. You have to think about the unique angle of your product that you can convince people that your product is different than everything else that they have seen, right? Because like there are other products on the market. I actually have similar product in my home from another brand that probably is like higher quality than this one, but this one is selling like crazy. This one is like one of the most popular products on the affiliate networks. It sells very well because just it has this like one big idea, and it also using all of these like bridge pages in order to get people in. So you can see Core Pulse is easy to use, like in your hand, on the floor, against the wall. So you can see so many ways to use it. Kind of like everything explained in a very simple way, more than just a muscle recovery tool, proven to increase flexibility, range of motion, improve circulation, boost muscular strength, or now receive special discount. You can see, right? So after this, it goes to another bridge page. That's like pretty much the second bridge page here. And only after that, it goes to the checkout. So you can see how the whole structure. So if regular dropshipper, you know, regular person would advertise it, they would drive people straight to the product page. Here is the product, take it or leave it. They would show the price right away. They would not build the value. And obviously, the conversion rate would be absolutely horrible. So this structure here allows to send a lot of cold traffic to it, because by the time people get to the order form, they're already pre-sold in the product. They read it, they invested time into learning about the product, and the more time you get people to invest with the product, the more committed they become. If someone spent like 20 minutes reading like an article or watching like a VSL, then like subconsciously even, like they think, I already spent so much time evaluating this and learning that like, I gotta try it. You know, because people have this tendency, that's one of the biases of human psychology, which is like consistency. That's why people find it so hard to get out of like very bad relationships. They're not ideal, but I already spent so much time with them. And now if I would be another person, now we also have to spend like another few years building that relationship. The same principle as with ads. The more time, the more average watch time you get on your ads, the more likely the person is to buy. Because if they're investing time watching your ad, now they're like getting more and more committed to the product. Because they spend already so much time, like, you know, watching about it, they're more likely to buy it. That's why the average watch time, ideally on Facebook, should be 10 seconds or more. This is what we're always aiming for. If your average watch time is like 2-3 seconds, people are simply not getting familiar with the product. You're simply not grabbing and keeping their attention. This example here has two bridge pages, right? Like this is number one, and this is number two, and only after that you see the order form. And this one here only has one. For your business, for your product, you might be thinking like, do I need one bridge page or do I need two bridge pages? Definitely don't need more than two, right? Like two is a max. You have to think about the complexity of your product and also the temperature of the traffic. So if you go like native, for example, native ads, you don't even target people. You don't even know like who's kind of like going to click on those pages. Then most likely you need two pre-sale pages. So when we're looking at this product here, for example, this product is mostly advertised on native networks. So that's why it has two pre-sale pages. But if you're advertising on Facebook and Facebook targeting capabilities are actually decent, then you know people who are kind of like in a mind of coffee would probably be shown this page. So in this case, you don't want to waste their time and have like two bridge pages. One page would be sufficient. So how long this bridge page should be? I would recommend you start with a very simple format, like here, 5 reasons why you should buy this product. 5 ways to do this. 5 reasons why this product is so popular. 5 things. That's all you need to pre-qualify that traffic and then just lead them to the order form where they can evaluate and make a decision. Probably like 90%, 99% chance that you will see increase in your conversion rate if you start using this structure and if you start using it the right way. So you have to understand where your market is, how competitive the market is, and then structure your pages according to this. You, let's say you have coffee drinkers, right? So that's already like, market is educated, market likes coffee. All you need them to do, you need them to switch. So you need to give them the reasons to switch, right? But if market doesn't know about your product, then you have to give them like some unique idea, unique angle. So why, for example, this product is better than anything else in the market. And then you have to prove it with science. You have to prove it with social proof. You have to give them more reasons to buy. Another great format for the bridge page you can see here. So this product here, Australian millionaire going crazy from food and back agony discovers closely guarded secret in Japan that stopped his pain in hours. Right, so storytelling always works. One of your clients, one of your customers, how this X client went from like boom, boom, boom to revelation, to relief from pain, relief from suffering, whatever like product you're solving, like whatever issue you're trying to help your customers with, using their story. You can see here, Christy was handsome, wealthy, self-made multimillionaire. Then he had some issues with health. So it's kind of like, he had everything was good, and then like the challenge, right? The typical journey of the hero. And then he went like kind of like researching different solutions and stuff like that. And he finally found this like magical solution that it turns out that this solution is like some special insoles for your shoes. And now it goes into more like a features. So first you're starting with like emotional story. And now you actually explain the features behind the product, why actually the product is unique. And that big idea concept, like we've had in a previous one, it still applies. You still need to have something unique about the product so that you can explain like, oh, this product is unique and what you need to get it because it has something special that no other product in the market has. So you have to explain how your product works. A lot of the times, unless your product is very like intuitive how to use, maybe it's closing, but if you're selling certain gadgets, you have to explain how your products works. Still don't believe it, so many more like objections to overcome. And then comments, more social proof here, and check availability. Again, see here, like you have another pre-sale page, a lot of social proof just to get like more commitment. And then yes, I want 50% off, checking if you qualify for special offers. And now it goes to the order form. So once you start thinking, how do we take that conversion rate from 1.5 to 2, and then from 2 to 2.5 to 3, this is how you gradually building that momentum. You can spend more on the advertising side, your average order value is higher, your conversion rate is higher, you are more profitable, there's a lot of profit in your business, so you can finally scale. So comment the funnel below so I can send you the breakdown of our best performing funnels so you can copy them for your business. Thank you so much for watching, guys, and I'll see you in the next one.
Make sure you follow me on Instagram. It's Alex Fedotov, 3F at the end, because I share behind the scenes strategies and things we do in our 8-figure business and also in my personal life. So make sure you follow me and I'll see you there.
Hey, thank you for listening to my podcast. Now, if you're looking for help scaling your e-commerce business or advertising campaigns on Facebook and other platforms, then I want to invite you for a free strategy session. We help entrepreneurs scale from 6 figures to 7 figures and even to 8 figures with their e-commerce businesses. So if that's what you're looking for, then I want to invite you. There should be a link somewhere here so you can apply for a free strategy call and we'll see how we can help you out.